Germany has some of the strictest gun control laws in the world. For the next 2 weeks, NPR Berlin will air a special series about guns in Germany. Today, we look at gun policy. I'm Amanda Peacher. Almost every day, Hardy Schober stops by the cemetery near his home in Winnenden to visit the grave of his 15-year-old daughter. Jana was killed by a classmate 4 years ago in one of the most tragic school shootings in Germany's history. Schober says he visits Jana's grave to tell her about his day or about what's going on with the rest of their family. When he talks about her, his eyes well with tears. He calls her a sun child, a lively, happy young woman. Jana was one of 17 victims who died in the 2009 massacre at the high school in Winnenden. The shooter was a 17-year-old former student of the school who took a gun from his father's bedroom. Jana was shot in the head with a 9mm semi-automatic pistol and died within hours.
What's so hard for me to come to terms with is that I was always there to protect her. When she was learning how to ride a bicycle, I made her wear a helmet while skiing. But in this one case, when I passed that responsibility on to the school wasn't able to protect her. That's really hard.
After Jana's death, Schober formed an organization called Winnenden Action Group to advocate for stricter gun laws. The massacre in Winnenden was the third school shooting within 8 years, which makes Germany stand out in Europe. The tragedy set off a debate about gun regulation in Germany that continues today. But conversations about gun control in Germany are very different from those in the U.S. In Germany, the discussion is not about if guns should be regulated. It's about how guns should be regulated.
Here are the weapons. Must be in a dresser.
Günter Eggersdorf owns 8 licensed firearms and goes hunting nearly every day outside his village in Bavaria. Like all gun owners in Germany, he's required to store his weapons in a locked safe.
I have only the key, so I can... They open this.
If gun owners don't have their guns stowed away, the consequences are serious. Law enforcers go door to door and randomly check. If officials find that a gun owner doesn't have their weapons in a safe, they could lose their guns, be fined, or go to jail. The father of the 17-year-old gunman in Winnenden was tried and sentenced for leaving his pistol in his bedroom, where his son could access it. Still, there are more than 5.4 million legal firearms in this country, or about 30 guns for every 100 people. That's the fourth highest per capita rate in the world, behind the U.S., Switzerland, and Finland. At this neighborhood shooting range in Berlin, 3 men take turns firing at cardboard cutouts of wild boars and red foxes. Getting together at the range is not only about target practice, but also about community. Sport shooting is just one of a few limited paths to gun ownership here. In Germany, you have to have a good reason for owning a gun, like if you're a sport shooter, hunter, or in rare cases, a gun collector. You can't buy a firearm simply for personal protection. Self-defense doesn't count as necessity here. The year-long licensing process involves written tests and shooting practice and costs several thousand euros. Every applicant is background checked. People who have history of mental illness cannot own a gun. And starting this year, every gun owner is tracked on a national registry.
We realize, and I recognize the situation with our society, and guns are not very popular with the people.
That's Friedrich Geppert, a sport shooter and gun lobbyist. He doesn't want any additional gun control in Germany. But even he says that, on some level, regulation is expected.
On one hand, we think, oh, it's very restrictive and we don't like that. On the other hand, we know that each case of misuse done by a legal gun owner in Germany is also very bad for us, so we are not going against the restrictions.
According to a 2009 poll by German public television, most Germans support strict gun regulation. But even with the policies currently in place, gun deaths and gun crimes still happen. Each year, about 200 people are killed by guns. That's very low compared to the rate of gun homicides in the U.S. But gun control advocates like Hardy Schober say that many deaths could still be prevented. His organization wants a ban on big bore weapons, like the kind the Winnenden gunman used to kill his daughter. They also want a law requiring sport shooters to store guns at the firing range instead of at home. Most of Germany's gun deaths happen domestically, with legal firearms.
Since the beginning of 2009, more than 50 people have died because of legal weapons. If our demands would have been met by the federal government, then 50 people would still be alive.
Eventually, Schober's group would like digital safeguards to be required on every weapon in Germany. That might involve using a thumbprint scan to unlock a trigger, or including GPS-targeted permissions on guns so that they only work inside the confines of shooting ranges. It might be hard to imagine discussions of this level in the United States, where the gun control debate is about universal background checks or bans on gun ownership for the mentally ill. The key difference? In the U.S., guns are a constitutional right. In Germany, they're a privilege. Amanda Peacher, NPR Berlin. Coming up in the series, we'll look more at the culture of sport shooting and hunting. Stay tuned during All Things Considered on NPR Berlin for more on guns in Germany.